Hello, people. Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we talk about tennis. Okay, people, thank you. Thank you very much for listening. Today I need to talk about tennis. Now, Serena Williams, she was beaten in semifinal against Victoria Azarenka. Now, we need to talk about that, people. We need to discuss that. I need to know if really she's ready. She's ready to go out there again and match that record of Margaret Court, you know, to get that 24 Grand Slam. I mean, she has 23 Grand Slam right now. So she's looking to match that Grand Slam record. But she's 38 years old. I mean, mentally, physically, she need to work hard and harder. And it's tough. It's tough. I mean, somebody like Serena, she's been on top for so many years. I mean, decade, maybe more than that. And suddenly, right now, I mean, she's looking around and she's seeing all those young girls right now, fast move, working hard, running up and down. I mean, her defense is not like what he used to. She doesn't scare her own opponent like she used to back in the days. Now, I mean, they all feel like they have a shot against Serena Williams. Back in the days, I tell you right now, you all know that back in the days, you step on that court with Serena Williams, you just by that, you scare. You know she's going to beat you. But right now, it seems everybody have a shot now to beat her. And it seems she need to work hard and harder. She need to work every single point, basically, to win a game of tennis. I mean, she used to be powerful. She used to be dominant. Like, from first to the last set, she does not let you sleep. She would dominate. But now, boy, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, the last time she won a Grand Slam, that was one. Back in 2017. I mean, since then, she lost 4 Grand Slam final since returning back in 2018. And also following the birth of her daughter. So something is not wrong. It's just, you know, she's getting older now. You see, she's getting older. You know, she has a lot going on. Mentally, physically, it's demanding. And when you get to that age, especially at age of 38, and somebody like a pro like Serena Williams, you want to pick your spot. And she picked her spot, one of the best spots. That's the US Open. She want to win the US Open. She's one of the best when it comes to the US Open. She loved that court. She loved her. Now, in the next 2 weeks, she will have to go home, relax, and get ready, obviously, for the Paris Open, Roland Garros. And we all know she is not very successful on that court. She doesn't really like that. So, the reason why I'm talking about Serena Williams today, I'm not saying she's retiring, but I'm just saying she's not far away right now. And we really need to look back everything that she's done for women tennis. It's been great. And also, especially for Americans right now, she's been on top. She's been on top for so many years. Not just her, obviously, the sister, Serena and Venus. No, they've been, you know, they represent the country, you know, just like anybody else, you know, could do, most definitely. But sometimes it's difficult to say goodbye for such a great career. I mean, she had a great career. I'm not saying that she's gonna go out. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is what I've seen before. I mean, it's been 3 years now. She hasn't won a Grand Slam, so the frustration is there. I mean, you can clearly see even after the post game interview, she was frustrated. And right now, she canceled Italian Open tennis. She's not going over there because she sustained an injury against Victoria Azarenka. So, not only that, she has to work mentally, she has to work physically, and she then has to, you know, she then has to sustain all those injury and, you know, try to go back, you know, and recover from all those injuries. It's hard. It's hard. At that age, it's really, really hard. And then when you finish that, you go home. You need to take care of your family. She has a daughter now. There's so much going on. I just don't know. I'm not saying. And let me tell you something. I'll tell you right now. If somebody asks me to give my 10 sporting icon in the world, male and female all together, right? Top 10, Serena Williams will be on my top 10. I tell you right now, she will be on my top 10. But you have to say, you know, we have to say what we have to say right now. What I'm seeing right now, she's not going to get there, people. I think that's it. I think it's over. I'm not here to tell you that that's what she said. No, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, it's over. It's over. O-V-E-R is over. I think what's going to happen right now, she's going to go through, you know, she's going to go through those games just like anybody else. But I don't think she will get, I don't think she will match that Grand Slam record of 24 just like Margaret Court. I don't think she's going to do that. It's hard, people. It's really, really hard. Injury, mentally, physically. You know, I mean, I'm looking at the game that she was playing. Even the defense. She doesn't have the defense that she used to do. Remember back in the days when she plays? I mean, she will go back and forth, run her up and down. I mean, you can clearly see. But now she's picking her spot. You can clearly see she's taking it easy. You know, she need to make sure she's taking it easy because she want to take it all the way through. But those young girls now, they can run up and down. They're not messing about. They know. They know she's getting older. They understand that. This is sport we're talking about here. This is sport we're talking about here. And we all know Serena Williams, she's been on top for so many years. It's really, really hard to say goodbye for something that you've been so powerful and so dominant for so many, many, many years. It's so hard. Because that's all that's all she's done, you know, since she was, I don't know, 15, 16 or 14, whatever age, you know, she started training with her sister and her dad. That's all she knows. That's all she knows. It's hard. But sometimes you have to be able to say goodbye. That's the same thing I mentioned. I mean, I had the same chat when I was talking about Andy Murray. But I think Serena Williams right now is getting there. She's getting close and close. I think she can still win a couple of tournaments out there. I think she has the stamina. I think she has, you know, that determination. I think she had that focus to win one of those tournaments. But I'm talking about Grand Slam. I think it'll be tough. Because the young girls now, Naomi Osaka, the Coco Gauff, all those young girls now, they're fit and ready to go. I'm telling you. They're not messing about. And they understand that, you know, Serena Williams, she's not what she used to. They understand that. And tennis people, not just like basketball or football or any other sport where you've got people around you. You're basically on your own there. You need to run up and down, you know, find those, you know, run up and down, you know, with those heel, I mean, your leg, it's hard. Sometimes you have to fight a couple of points and all that. I mean, she used to do that. She used to fight everything. But right now, no, she doesn't do that anymore. Come down to why? Come down to the age. And sometimes, you know, for pro athlete, especially at that level, they don't want to know. They don't want anybody to tell them about the fact that, look, your body right now is letting you down. You're not the same person that you... I think you understand that they're not the same person that you used to back in the days. But it's difficult, you know, to pack the bag and say goodbye. That's me. I'm not saying she should do that now. I don't think she should do that now. I think she has, at least, I think she should see probably up to the end of this season and see exactly how her body will react. Because right now, at this age, when you sustain an injury, it's so hard to recover. Because mentally, first of all, you have to recover. Then you need to go out there and train with that injury. And remember, you know, during the training, when you train on the tennis court and when you have an injury, it's not the same when you go to the court and compete against somebody else, because they're gonna try you. They're gonna hit those balls to see how strong, whatever ankle or injury that you have, they want to see how far you can go. And then from that point on, they will use that to finish you off. That's easy. This is how tennis work. They have so much going on in tennis that I didn't know before. And when I found out about that, it's unbelievable. They've got their own strategy going on over there. They study the opponents. They know what type of injury that you have, and they're going to try to use that against you to make sure they can beat you. And right now, you look at Serena Williams, even when she plays, she's not as active as she's used to. Even on defense, she's not trying to fight every single point. No, she just doesn't have the stamina to do all that. It's too hard. She's 38 years old. Remember, she's going to be 39, before Roland Garros. She's going to be 39 before that. So she's getting older and older, and that body, taxing her body all the time, every time she gets to that court. And not only that, she need to go out there, she need to train, she need to go through, the physical and the mental workout, in terms, it's just so demanding. And the training sessions are so long. And not only that, you talk about the trips, going all the way, Australia, the UK, Japan, Italy, all those. When you get to that age, you don't want to go to all those places. You just don't want to do that. You want to pick your spot. And I know what she was looking for to do. She was looking for to win that US Open. That's exactly what she was looking for to do. I think the mindset for Serena Williams for this season was, okay, let me just win that US Open. Let me just match Margaret Court all-time Grand Slam record and see how I can go about that. That's all she was trying to do. But right now, after getting beaten in semi-final against Victoria Azarenka, I just don't know. I just don't know if she's going to make that. I don't know if she's going to get there. And now, you're looking at the sponsor. Most people now are looking at Naomi Osaka. She looked like the face she's now, it's not official, but it looks like she's the face of the tennis. Alongside with Coco Gauff. Remember, Naomi Osaka, she's American. But she decided to play, she committed for Japan. Now she played for Japan. But, she's out there fighting, talking about social injustice and all that. It's crazy what Naomi Osaka is doing right now. She's the face. And she obviously, she won the US Open again this year. She won that again this year. She beat Victoria Azarenka. So, this is difficult for me because I'm looking at somebody like Serena Williams. She's one of the most powerful, iconic, athlete in the world as a woman. And for me to say something like that is hard, especially as a black woman. It's hard for me because sometimes you have to be able to say, okay, this is it. This is it. I'm about to go. I'm about to leave it behind me. And we don't have too many iconic people or black women like that right now on the sport. I can't remember. I don't know. We had Serena Williams. She was probably the only one left right there at the moment. I can't see. I just can't remember anybody else. I know they talk about Naomi Osaka. She's still young. She's doing a lot. For the past few days now, every time she's been playing, you can see her face mask, with a couple of picture of people who got killed in the US, obviously she's fighting social injustice. Remember, she's not representing America anymore. She's representing Japan now. But she understands what's going on at the moment because her dad is black. So she's fighting with everybody else, and that's unbelievable. Since right now, it's not everybody want to do that. I'm talking about Naomi Osaka. Not everybody want to go through that fight because, you might end up losing some of those sponsors. But she's not scared. She go out there and she does what she need to do for the injustice that goes on in the world. And really right now, in terms of the face of tennis, most people are looking at Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff. That's the excitement right now. Everybody's looking for a new toy. The new person, the new face, everybody. But Serena Williams, every time she step on the court, you just get excited. And I just don't know. We all know we live in a pandemic right now, COVID-19. No fan allowed to stand or anything like that. Maybe that might have an effect. I tell you right now, somebody like Serena Williams, she liked to play. She loved when she plays in front of fans. You just know she can get energy from anywhere. Because sometimes on those games, you need anything just to get you back on those games, especially against Victoria Azarenka. I tell you right now, she's not losing that semifinal if she has the fan right there. I don't think so. I mean, some pro athletes sometimes just need that. They sometimes need that energy from the crowd to get that energy back and push and push and push harder. Because right now, it's hard. No fun. You have to get that from anywhere, somewhere. You know, you get tired. You have to run. You up and down. Sometimes you have. I mean, it's hard. And you have to go and defend. And when you're down a set, you need to go back and fight. It's just take its toll and toll on your body. It's taxing your body all the time. And at the age of 38, I just don't know. I just don't know if Serena Williams want to go through that pain all the time. Not really about that. And most athletes will tell you, it's not really about the training. It's not the training that is a problem. Not really the training, but really the injury. The recovering part, you know, of those injuries, to go back again and train at the back of those injuries just to get back at that level against those opponents. That's the hard part. And people, that's just the physical part. And then now the mental part is tough. It's tough. And I feel for Serena Williams. Nobody's talking about that right now. Nobody's talking about that. But you can see people are just waiting, obviously, for Roland Garros to see exactly how she's going to turn up. Because if she gets beat in the first or second round or third round, whatever is that, I think there will be, you know, there will be comments out there about the fact that she should retire now, because that's not going to happen. She's not going to be. As far as I'm concerned, here, people, I'm telling you right now on the Slick Talk Show, I'm not scared to tell you that. I don't think she's going to win her 24 Grand Slam. I don't think that will happen. I just don't think so. She's going to turn 39. It's going to get harder and harder. You know, she might get an injury. Probably going to push her again back at home maybe for the next 3-4 months. I just don't know. And by the time she come back, you know, it's hard. It's really hard. And we just don't know. We don't know when fans are going back to the stand. There's no fans. And somebody like Serena Williams, she loves the fans around. You can see every time she plays with that energy from fans. Now there's no fans. It's tough. Especially at that age. I mean, if she was 20, 21, yeah, you don't need a fan. I mean, you're very much younger. You can run up and down. You can save some points. You can play defense. You can play offense. You can roll on the floor, you know, just to fight. I mean, you can do anything when you're 21, 22. At that age, 38, you need everybody around you. You need your coach. You need your family. You know, you need the fans. You need everything just to give you some energy to go back out there to play the game at that age. And Serena Williams right now, she doesn't have that. And I think that's hurting her. I saw the post game interview, the frustration on her face. You can tell she just doesn't know. The frustration was there. And she's not willing to concede that the body is letting her down right now. And she's not going to be able to go to the Italia Open right now. She won't be able to go over there because she's still an injury against Victoria Azarenka. And she's going to get ready, you know, to go back to France and play over there. That's exactly what she needs, because that's a Grand Slam she's looking forward to get there. But people, I just don't know. I mean, the physical, the mental part, you know, the training, the trips, you know, traveling all the way, you know, the jet lag, and I mean, it's just too much. You know, at that age, you just don't want to do that. You want to pick your spot. Maybe she just want to do US Open. She just maybe want to do the Wimbledon. Maybe she want to do the Roland Garros, the Australian Open. Just those spots she want to go for. That's it. She doesn't want to go, you know, she doesn't want to do any other small tournament that's out there. She just doesn't want to do that anymore. At that age, no, you don't want to do that. I know. I mean, I'm 39 years old. You know, when I go and play basketball with those young kids right there, you know, I don't want to run up and down like that. No, I just don't want to do that. I want to get my spot, you know, get me my ball, shoot the ball, and I just start walking back again. I just don't want this. Sometimes I can run, sometimes I just don't want to do that. Because your body tells you, look, man, you old, okay? You know, just take it easy. you just hold, just take it easy. And I'm not even a pro athlete. I'm not working as hard as Serena Williams. So I can tell her body right now is aching, you know, it's pain, you know, all the time. And when you get an injury, God, you need to go back and recover. Just that recovering part is tough. Then you need to go back and train the physical part and then the mental part. And then you need to go back to the court and fight against those 16, 17, 18-year-old kids who are willing to push you to the hardest when you don't want to do that. So I'm telling you right now, people, I think that's it. I think Serena Williams had, I think she's done a lot. She's done a lot for women tennis. You know, she represents America and represent mostly women around the world. As I mentioned, I told you, let me say that again. If somebody asked me, about Serena Williams, she's definitely my top 10 iconic pro athlete in the world, male and female all together. She's on my top 10. She's definitely on my top 10. Definitely. I mean, she did great. 23 Grand Slam. That's crazy. This is unbelievable. I think if she retired tomorrow, people will know she was powerful. She was dominant. We all knew. Every time, Serena, you had step on the court, you just know something is about to happen. Even when she's down one or two set, she will come back and fight back and win the game. That's the way Serena used to play. Now, when she's down two, boy, if the opponent is not making so many mistakes, I mean, she can't do that. She just can't do that anymore. But all I can say about Serena Williams is she still has a lot to give out there. I think she can win a couple of those small tournaments. I just don't know about Grand Slam. I'll be waiting. But all I'm saying is, I think this is the beginning of the end for Serena Williams. Okay, people, thank you very much for listening to Slick Talk Show, and stay tuned. Thank you very much, and good night.